So this is the day that we celebrate great Saint Brandon. I think we're going through a lot of the Celtic saints, and today is Saint Brandon. Saint Brandon is the navigator known for his voyages. He was an adventurer, willing to take risks, but he had a collaborative nature where he consulted with his monks before he started his voyages. He was brave in facing the unknown. And here's a prayer that comes from Saint Brandon. Gracious God, go before us to prepare a safe path. Stay beside us to instill joy and purpose in our mission. Follow after us to leave peace in our wake. And may our sense of home be enlarged forever. Amen.
Amen.
So I have the great privilege of introducing my friend, Ann Howard. I'm first going to introduce her as my friend. Ann Howard is the kind of person that you want to have a late afternoon tea with for long hours where you can talk about everything from God to politics to even baseball. And it was
not this year.
And it was at one of those afternoon teas that Ann suggested to me, you need to check out something called Word and Life. And I did that. And I'm going to be forever grateful to you for that suggestion, because this group has become very precious to me. So thank you, Ann, for that. And now I want to tell you about the Reverend Ann Sutherland Howard. Ann is the Executive Director of the Beatitude Society, which is a new organization building a national network for progressive Christian seminarians. I like to call it the Network for the Religious Left. Before coming to the Beatitude Society in September 2006, Ann served as Associate Rector at Trinity Episcopal Church here in town. And this is a church known for its prophetic social justice teaching, preaching, and action. I'm sure many of you know about this church. A seasoned and accomplished preacher, Ann is now a preacher in residence at Trinity and is the author of a wonderful book called Claiming the Beatitudes, which, by the way, is there are copies back on those tables. I just have to tell you, I love this book. This is a book that you're going to want to keep on your nightstand. It looks like a small paperback book. It is not an easy read. It is a full content book that I refer to often, and it helped me to understand the Beatitudes in a whole new way. So don't miss this book. It's back on the table. Prior to ordination, Ann was a newspaper reporter and later executive director of the Interfaith Center to Reverse the Arms Race at All Saints Episcopal in Pasadena. Since ordination in 1988, Ann has served as associate and interim rector at All Saints by the Sea in Santa Barbara, as canon to the ordinary for Bishop Fred Bosch in the Diocese of Los Angeles, and also as director of Mount Calvary Invites, an adult education program at Holy Cross Monastery in Santa Barbara. She is a graduate of Episcopal Divinity School and University of California. She serves on the Board of Faith and Public Life, the Advisory Board God Talk Radio, and the Advisory Board of the CAP Center for Ethics, Religion, and Public Life at the University of California in Santa Barbara. She's a native Minnesotan. She travels widely from her home in Santa Barbara, where she lives with her husband, Randy, who's a local physician. And their son, Benjamin, is a resident surgeon at UC San Francisco. I have to tell one private story about the first time I heard Ann speak. It was at Trinity Episcopal, and it was once the first time I'd ever seen her. She was in her robes and her official priestly vestments, and I went up for Eucharist, and as I looked down, I could see she was wearing bright red cowboy boots. And I thought, I felt so joyful. And I thought, isn't this a great picture of the lightness and joyfulness of God, even in the most sacred moments? So without further ado, the Reverend Ann Howard.